quite
unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast. We are your hosts. I am Noelle.
I am Nicole.
And on our laps, our little orange children named Bill and Pooh.
And in our glasses is champagne because it was someone's birth. Well, it is. See, that was the champagne. It is someone's birthday.
That's right.
I was instructed to say, and I wasn't bribed by champagne to say that either.
She was lightly bribed. But everyone knows I am a birthday princess. My birthday is my favorite holiday. My birthday is also everyone's favorite holiday. And whenever someone says happy birthday, I say thank you. Happy my birthday to you too.
As if it's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
Happy my birthday to you too.
I think it's nice. thank you also, but happy my birthday to you too. And since my birthday was on a Thursday, I get a birthday for the whole weekend.
It's her birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm. So today is still my birthday. It is Sunday. My birthday ends at midnight tonight.
Oh, yeah. She made that clear that tonight, midnight tonight, this is Sunday. So by the time this episode is released,
it will no longer be my birthday.
It will not be your birthday.
Which means that your birthday's coming up.
My birthday is in December, so it's not.
After my birthday, your birthday is coming up.
I mean, so many other things before then, but yeah, technically.
And then after your birthday, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Several other things thrown in between, but it's fine. It's fine.
I literally cannot think of a single other thing.
Halloween for one.
Oh, yeah.
I like Halloween better than I like my own birthday. I will say that.
Okay. Well, then after my birthday, Halloween is coming up.
Yes.
And then after Halloween, your birthday is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. All right. Now that we've established that, for those of you not initiated, for those of you who have no idea what's going on, why we're just screaming about birthdays, which it is my birthday.
Well, we do that in the beginning of every episode. Anyways.
We do. And people think it's annoying sometimes.
Well, then don't listen to the podcast.
You know what I have to say to that? I don't care. I don't care.
Do it or don't. We don't care.
Either listen or don't listen. I don't give a shit. Do what you're going to do. It's whatever.
Do whatever you got to do.
Do what you got to do. It's none of my business. Okay?
Yeah.
But this is an unscripted episode. We don't have scripts. We have weird little notes that we add to in this beautiful shared document that is my favorite thing on the internet.
And there's like keywords of things that we want to talk about in here. Like I can just pull one thing that, for instance, that Noelle has written in here for her notes that she wants to talk about. And it's human hair in bags tied to trees.
Yeah.
It's just a sentence in this doc that we share.
And I shall be talking about this.
I think you should do it now because I'm interested.
Okay, well let me just open this little note that I have here that apparently goes to a video.
Is this a thing that happens? People tie their hair on trees?
Yeah, this is a thing that happens. So this is an unscripted. Nothing is scripted. Everything is whatever. We're just vibing here. And we just talk about random ass shit and then some listener mail, and that's what it is. So I found this on, actually a lot of the things I'm going to talk about today are, I found on Twitter.
Okay. I don't tweet. I'm not a Twitter, so I don't know any of this.
She's not a Twitter, you guys.
I go on once a month and then I make my rounds and then I leave.
It's my favorite. It's like a holiday for me. And like, I don't know she's doing it, but
start liking things.
She'll be like sitting on the couch next to me and I get all these like 75 notifications. And then she's like, and it's so fucking funny.
Just laughing to myself.
It's hilarious.
And that goes.
So there's this account on Twitter and it's called Japan Trail Cam. And it's this dude and he sets up like a bunch of like trail cams in Japan where he lives.
Okay.
Extremely descriptive. And he found bags of human hair, like in little nets, tied to trees.
Just all, was it the same kind of bag or was it just different bags? Did it all come from one person? Do we know?
We don't know.
Did he show pictures of it?
Yeah, there's a video right here.
Yeah, but it's like all just like, are they the same bags or is it different bags in the pictures?
So he shows one. And he claims that it's to keep like wildlife from eating these little baby trees.
Oh, because it smells like a human?
It smells like a human being. So then like little deers and stuff go up to it and they're like, what is this? can I eat this? And they're like, oh, this is a bag of human hair. I won't be eating this. Which, to be fair, if you tied a bag of human hair onto, like, a carrot, I wouldn't eat that carrot.
Yeah, like, if there was a bag of hair tied onto, like, my entree that you served to me at a restaurant, I'd be like, no.
Can I get a new one?
I don't want, minus the hair, minus the bag of hair.
This appears to have a bag of human hair tied to this steak. Would you mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't want the bag of hair on the side. I thought you said that you did.
No. I said blue cheese dressing on the side of my salad.
I got it wrong. Sorry. Yes,
it's quite all right. Quite all right. Happens all the time.
I'll bring it right back and we'll take the hair off, the bag of hair.
Thank you so much. I hate complaining at restaurants, but, you know, I just...
Ugh. I do too, though. It's... I don't know. I feel bad.
I think I would complain, though, if there was a bag of human hair.
Oh, I would for sure.
Tied to my steak.
I would probably laugh first and then be like, yeah.
Like, can I keep it, though?
No. It's part of the meal.
Oh.
If you don't want the meal with the hair, then you can't keep it.
Oh.
You have to eat it.
I have to eat the hair?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the crunching noise that human hair would make?
Stop.
Sorry. Yeah. But this... So this article... From kfgo.com, which appears to be some sort of local news channel hosted by these two people. It's delightful.
They look like people I wouldn't want to really listen to.
You don't want to listen to It Takes Two with Amy and JJ?
No.
That's wild.
Every time there's like a radio duo, there's always one that's named JJ or like AJ or like
DJ.
Ray J.
Ray J, yeah. Ray, that's where Ray J got his start. Did you
know that? He was one part of
Ray J and Phyllis.
A two-part morning radio show.
Knitting Hour with Ray J and Phyllis.
DJ.
DJ Ray J?
DJ Ray J, yeah. DJ JJ. But why? Why is that like the rule? I don't know.
DJ JJ.
Phyllis and DJ JJ in the morning.
Bah, 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 bah. Oh, wait, we have that.
Yeah. Seriously, every time though, every single time.
Okay, I don't know where the fuck it went. This is too. I'm not wearing my glasses. Oh, here.
DJ JJ and Phyllis.
So, according to Amy and JJ from It Takes Two, here's why people are putting human hair in their garden.
Mm.
This says animals, including rodents, deer, and rabbits.
I have heard that actually.
Dislike the smell of human hair. Try sprinkling some unwashed hair around your garden. Human hair works as a natural mulch and adds nutrients to the soil as it breaks down. For more effect, tie nylon or cheesecloth bags filled with unwashed hair on tree branches or posts near your garden. Need more hair? Just shave your enemy's head while they're sleeping.
It doesn't say that.
No, it doesn't. It says ask a local barber or hair salon to save some of the hair they sweep off the floors for you. Can you imagine going in with like a bag like Santa over your back?
Hi, do you guys have any leftover hair shavings?
I'm here for my daily hair allotment.
My hair rations.
You've got a bit of hair for
me. I bet dog hair works too.
Probably, because they're like predators.
Maybe not cat hair. Maybe cat hair.
I don't know. Should we try it?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Bill, you're getting shaved.
Bill, we're fucking shaving your ass.
No, I have heard that. I have heard put your hair in the garden to ward off critters.
That's amazing because I feel like no animal is truly scared of a human being. Did you just hit her head?
She hit her head. My dog just hit her head on the table. That was that noise. No, rabbits and shit, they run away.
That's true.
Fucking squirrels. Squirrels are my enemy.
It's true. Nicole hates squirrels so much.
I don't hate squirrels. I saw her punch a squirrel once. I like squirrels. I've held my aunt used to have a pet squirrel. I used to feed squirrels. This is my beef with squirrels, okay? I know you're like not supposed to feed squirrels or whatever.
Yeah.
Before I lived with Noelle, I lived in a place, a town and a place. I lived in a couple towns over. Sorry, I don't know why I'm saying a story like this. And the local squirrels.
I lived in a town and a place.
In a place.
I'm so glad you cleared that up for us.
The local squirrels were very friendly. Like somebody around before I got there must have been feeding them, right? Like
they in the place or the town?
In both.
Okay.
The town was in the place. The place was in the town.
Oh, okay.
And like I used to get peanuts, like unsalted peanuts, and they would literally take it out of my hand. It was so cute. And I would like feed them all the time. It'd be like adorable. And my mom was always like, "You're gonna get rabies." I'm like, "Whatever. Like it's worth it." But there was one. So I went on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. And I was gone for like a week, I think. And I came home, and because I didn't feed these fuckers, they tore up my outdoor patio furniture cushions.
Oh, yeah.
Like ripped holes in every single one. And I don't know if you guys know this, but outdoor patio cushion, dude, like for the furniture,
they're so expensive.
It's so like crazy expensive, and I don't know why.
Like, why is it like $50 for one cushion?
It's like one seat cushion without the back. It's just like for your ass cushion. It's,
and then
like
you have
$50.
To like buy the cover separately.
Yeah, and then you have to get like the full. Oh my god, if you have a lounge chair,
don't even
get me started.
Don't.
Yeah, so these assholes literally chewed up, like, dug holes in all of my outdoor patio furniture. And I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So after that, I didn't feed them at all. And then they would, like, they would literally come to my, because I had a sliding door, and they would come to the window and just, like, stare at me in the inside. Like, where are you and why aren't you feeding us?
So you hear, like, a knock on the window.
Right, and it's just, like, a squirrel, and it's, like, holding a knife in its hand, like, making this motion. Doing, like,
cutting across its neck.
Right.
Pointing to its eyes and then your eyes.
Yeah, so after that, that's my beef with squirrels. And also, squirrels, I mean, here in this house, in this place in town, every time I bring, in the summer, I like to bring my plants outside because
they
get like the sun, and then they always grow because then they always die in the winter, and then you have to kind of like revive them, whatever. Every single time I bring my plants outside, there's like giant holes dug all the way to the bottom. There's like one time I had like a succulent and it was like ripped out and like thrown like in the grass for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they did that.
There's no reason.
There's literally no reason. They just
don't know why they
also
did that.
Remember when we decided to grow tomatoes and like we had, oh no, this might have been at my other place in town. So I grew tomatoes, but it was in a townhouse, so it wasn't a very big yard. So I just had them in like a planter and a lot of tomatoes didn't grow. I had one like perfect tomato that I had grown and it was red and I was getting ready to pick it. The day of the morning that I woke up to pick it, it was ripped off the vine, half eaten, and sitting like on top of my fence. And I was like, that was my one tomato. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
They do that to our tomatoes here. Mm-hmm. They do that to our cucumbers. One time I had a pineapple plant that I had grown top of a pineapple. And it was like getting big. It was like, because I don't know if you guys know this, but you can grow a pineapple from the top of a pineapple plant.
It's so cute.
Or from
cute.
The top of a pineapple.
Yeah, that like shoots out.
It's so cute. It grows one little like stick that grows a single pineapple and then it doesn't ever grow one again or something. I don't know. I'm not a pineapple expert. I just like to eat them and try to grow them. Anyways, so I grew one and it was like a decent size. It was like the size of like a soup can. Like I'm like, this is so exciting. I've never grown something so cool and like effectively before in my life. And I put it outside and it was like loving the sun. It's like, I'm in Hawaii right now. I'm like, no, you're not. But, you know, we'll lie
Chicago
to you.
Chicago kind of feels like Hawaii, like when it's in summer.
It's the Hawaii
Very
of the
hot.
Midwest.
Yes.
Some have said that.
Some.
Some have. I'm saying it now. And I was like, I'm going to cut it early. I read that like you can like cut them when they're little and they're super, super sweet. You can eat the whole inside. So I was like, I'm going to wait like another week till it gets like a little tiny bit bigger. Mm-hmm. And then I went out in the morning to say hello to it like I always did. Yeah. And it wasn't there.
Because the squirrels took it.
And I swear to you, my eyes shot to the back of, you know, the white fence in the back of our property. And a squirrel looked at me and it said, fuck you. And it had the pineapple in its fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And it ran across the top of the fence. And I was like, no.
And they always take like one bite out of it and they drop it. So like you can't use it, but they don't even like fully like.
That weekend.
Eat it.
I was mowing the lawn behind the fence in the alley.
And you saw it.
And it was there. It had one fucking bite taken out
they,
of it.
Like they
and
literally,
it was like covered in ants.
They do it to spite us. I swear to God. Squirrels are the most spiteful out of all animals.
It was like my Joker origin story. So I was so upset about it.
Yeah, now that we just went on a rant about squirrels.
Well,
I don't hate squirrels. I think squirrels are very cute.
Yeah.
Do I think they're like huge assholes? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
They're big dicks.
Little big dicks.
Little big dicks.
We do have a new raccoon, though.
We do?
We do. It's so cute.
Is it the big one that was like walking around?
It's like a littler one. So I don't know if it's like lost weight since winter, maybe.
Oh.
But I fed it an apple and it was like.
Wait, you gave it? It took it from you?
No, I like threw it in the yard.
Oh.
Mm-mm, I don't want to.
Wait, it was in our yard?
In the front, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the front of our house. And I like cut up an apple, I threw it out there, and then I saw it like run away with part of it.
Maybe it is the one. I've seen a giant raccoon walking around.
We had a real big one for sure. Well, that was Wildlife Talk with Nick and Nell. If
what's this one? Oh, that's the one I was aiming for. I didn't even see which one it was.
Slay. That was like it called to you, you know?
Yeah.
Like the board.
Blindly picked in it. It was the right one.
It was like a little magnetic pull to that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I get magnetically pulled to all the time.
Yeah, I do.
What's going on?
Just gonna let you do it.
Sort of interactive theater art piece.
Thank you for acknowledging it's my birthday still. You know what else?
What?
She was a fairy.
Yeah, I am a fucking fairy because it's my birthday. Okay, there we go. Shall we continue? Would you like to tell a story? Or should I just go down my list?
I guess I don't really have like stories. I do have something that I have like movie talk, but you can just go down your list if you want to.
Okay, well in that case, I will save the John Goodman movie talk until you talk about movies. Okay. So I want to talk about John Goodman's range for a minute.
He has a wild, wild range.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. One thing that I said earlier that I just want to say out on the internet for everyone to hear. No one says so sue me anymore, do they?
No.
Do you remember when we were young, we're like, my dad's going to sue your dad. I never said that because I was an adult.
That was a thing that we said.
I was like born a 40-year-old person, so I never have said that.
I definitely threatened people with that, and my dad never had a lawyer. He probably also doesn't.
Like, no, Larry wasn't suing anyone.
No.
Especially on your behalf.
He never sued anyone in his life. He did just try on his suit, though, that I posted on Instagram that he's had for 25 years.
It was really cute.
It was hilarious. My mom was sending me pictures. That was a threat, though, that we all said. My dad's going to sue you.
No, he's not.
Like, your 40-year-old dad is going to sue an 8-year-old? Okay.
He's not gonna do that, though. You know?
On what counts?
Right.
What?
It's just like because like you were annoying or something.
And none of us like even knew what suing meant.
No.
It was like somebody said it somewhere once. It was probably in like something that we watched that was like, you know, making its way around, making its rounds.
Making its way downtown.
Yeah.
Walking fast.
And we heard it and then like everyone started saying it. But yeah, that was a thing. That definitely was a thing that we all said.
Yeah.
We don't say that anymore.
Should we bring it
back?
We're
adults.
Let's bring it back.
We're adults though.
Let's start threatening that our dads are going to sue you.
They can't. Well, I mean, unless your dad was the inventor of toaster strudel, I don't think you really can sue anyone.
That's true.
Or have your dad sue one.
That's true.
You know, now our threat. Actually, you know what? You know what our threats have changed to?
What's the new threat?
When we were children, it used to be, so sue me or I'm going to sue you. Now it's, what are you going to do? Fire me?
What are you gonna fucking do? I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we're adults, like, well, I mean, suing, but we also, like, none of us really have any money to sue anyone, anyways.
You know what? So, I fucking like, dare someone to sue me.
Now that we're adults, we understand how much money it actually takes to sue someone, and, like, what usually comes out of it, like, isn't what you really, like, hope for, anyways. And then, like, all of your lawyer fees and, like, the time that it takes, it's, like, literally just not worth it.
Years and years of litigation over what?
Unless you're, like, really rich and you don't have to, like, care, but none of us are. So suing, yeah, that doesn't even sound really appealing to me.
Well, I'm gonna start
getting fired, that sounds great.
I'm gonna start saying, what are you gonna do? Sue me?
To your boss.
I don't fucking know, to anyone. To anyone that says anything to me. I should have said that to that man today in Target.
So sue me. Today a weird man
people talk to me in public. And I hate it.
All the time. She's like a magnet for people talking to her.
Sorry, I have fucking charisma. So sue me.
I don't. People literally walk the other way when I'm coming. I feel like it's just like the vibes, the energy that we give off.
Nicole tried to teach me how to have resting bitch face.
And like, it's not something that can be taught. It's something that you're born with.
I don't think maybe it's resting bitch.
But yeah, so she texts me and she's like, a man in Target just told me that he liked my leggings.
It was so upsetting. So this man
She's wearing black leggings.
I'm wearing just black.
Just plain black.
For everyone that can see.
Black leggings.
Just straight black leggings. And so I'm in Target and I'm walking and minding my own fucking business and trying to buy like laundry detergent that I will then drop in the parking lot and spill half a gallon of all over the fucking asphalt. So that was coming for me.
That happened.
It did. So I'm walking in Target and I hear, I like your leggings.
In that voice.
And I turned around and I was like, I stared daggers into this person.
Good.
I should have been like, so fucking sue me. What would that have meant though?
I told her that she should have been like even like weirder towards him. And she yeah. should have been like, thanks. I like your skin. Or like something weird.
That would have been cool. I didn't think of it though.
Yeah.
I just gave him a dirty look and was like, ugh.
Like the goal for 2024 is that when anyone's weird to you, just mm-hmm. be weirder to them.
I need to do that. I need to be more you know? Unsettling.
Yeah. Like if you're scared, like my aunt was telling me this story about how like, I don't know, she was on like, I think it was in like New Orleans or something. And mm-hmm. she was walking down the street with her boyfriend and she was like, there was this guy behind us and like, it kind of seemed like he was like following us. And she was like, we were kind of drunk. So then I was trying to pretend that I wasn't drunk and was trying to like walk straight. So like, he wouldn't think that I was vulnerable. And I was like, no, that's not what you do. I'm like, what you have to do is you have to be weirder than the weird person. Mm-hmm. Because then that person, if they are following you, is not going to want to bother you no. because they don't want to deal with you if you're a fucking psycho.
No, like, is she an axe murderer?
Like, literally, if you think someone's yeah. following you, just like put your hands above your head and like wave them around and start making like the
wacky waving inflatable arm
screechy. Yeah, screechy, like start screeching and like yeah. jumping up and down. And that person, I guarantee you, will not try to kidnap you if they were thinking of kidnapping you.
Yeah.
Like they don't want to mess with it. It's too hard.
What if you turned around and you were like, my dad's going to fucking sue your dad. And then you just like hissed at them. You're like,
that would also probably work. I feel like people usually go for the easy targets.
Not the ones whose dad have unlimited litigation powers.
Right.
Well, I don't want her to sue me, so.
You're trying to kidnap me? Because my dad is going to sue you.
My dad, the inventor of suing people, is not going to be too happy to hear about this.
Right.
I think we should. I'm going to start just like hissing and screeching at any man that speaks to me also.
You could do that too.
I think I should.
I think you should.
I think I will. Speaking of men that I'd like to screech at.
Oh.
Brian Johnson, our famous billionaire.
Oh, yeah. She was like, are you sick of talking about him yet? And I'm like, why? And then she said this. And I was like, nope, not sick of it yet.
I love him. I love this man so fucking much. I am deeply obsessed with him. I follow him on Twitter. If you don't, please do, because he's a riot, straight up. He tweeted the other day on January 31st.
Oh, he tweeted this information?
He tweeted this on January 31st. Brian Johnson, who's the billionaire who's trying to like be super young and like injecting his son's blood.
Yeah,
into him
he
and
injects.
Stuff.
He like drinks his son's blood or whatever. I don't know.
He does some weird shit.
He doesn't drink it. I thought he did.
The one who electrocutes his own dick.
Well,
his
right.
dick is back in the news.
He takes like 200 vitamins for some reason a day.
Yeah, but then eats 300 calories or something yeah. and like works out for 4 hours.
He eats air.
Yeah, it's insane. He's like, it's delicious. You should try a bite of it.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Oh my God, is that cannabis flavored? Oh, it's really nice. It's really nice. So he tweeted, I inject Botox into my penis. It increases penis length by 1 centimeter.
I'm sorry.
That's not that much. That's like this much.
That's like, yeah. How big is this?
It's like so little. It's not enough.
No, that's no one's going to. That's not going to make a difference.
It's a negligible amount.
No one's going to even know.
No
or
one
care.
Will know. No
you
one
know
will
who
know.
Is going to know, though? Your penis, because mm-hmm. it's getting injected with Botox. Mm-hmm. How often does he say?
Unsure, but he continues on to say, it also improves, erection hardness.
Well, yeah, because it's Botox.
Yeah, that's what Botox does. It freezes your muscles.
You're injecting botulism into your dick.
Yeah. Sexual health satisfaction.
Wait, does he like get off on getting Botox?
I'd like to assume that he does. I think that's a
he comes every time he gets injected. I'm sorry, was that too much?
I liked it. He said this word that I don't know what it means, so I'm gonna Google that really quick.
Systolic?
It gives him peak systolic velocity. So I don't know what that means.
Why does his penis need velocity?
Sounds super fast,
no
doesn't
one's
it?
Penis needs that. That It's not a trait any penis should be having.
Apparently.
I don't think it is.
I still don't know what this means.
I don't know. Gentlemen, what do you think?
I'd like to think that if your penis doesn't have velocity, that's a personal problem, and maybe you should inject some Botox into it.
From a woman's perspective, velocity really isn't what we care about. But sure, if you feel better about yourself by having penile velocity.
Penile
velocity, go for it.
Okay. More penile velocity 2024 is what I always say.
If that's what you need, then sure, do it. Do what makes you happy.
He goes over the process, shall I?
Oh my God, yeah, please. Okay. Please tell us every detail.
A tourniquet was applied to the base of the penis, but he means his own penis. The treatment
Why
dose,
doesn't he just say my penis?
I think, I don't know
He's
why.
Referring to it in like...
The penis. The treatment dose is 100 units of Botox.
What?
That's so much Botox.
That is a lot of Botox.
Like, they don't like put that much in your forehead. Like,
no.
That's so much.
No, yeah, I don't even know. I have gotten Botox twice.
Do you know how much they put?
I do not know.
Let's go.
But I know it wasn't, it definitely wasn't 100 because they charge you per unit. And
the average amount,
yeah.
The average units of Botox in a person's forehead is between 10 to 30 units.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's like $18 a unit or something.
Well, the money is no object
true.
To him.
He's a billionaire, right?
He's a billionaire. So he's not worried about that. But 100 units is a lot. 10 times the amount that you put in a human being's forehead. This is distributed along 4 points, right and left distal and proximal shaft, using a 23G
Is that a medical term, shaft?
Yes. That's the medical term for that, okay. For the penile velocity. The solution was injected into 4 different injection sites. 1 inch. I'm not reading this.
Oh, he goes into a very, very fine detail. Here.
He does. Then basically they massage the dick for 5 minutes and then they take the tourniquet off after 20 minutes. And he posted some photos here that I'll put online.
Oh, wait, what? What does that mean?
This is what he thinks. His penis looks like a tall duck afterwards, according to this photo.
Okay, if his penis looks like a duck after Botox, I think they did it wrong.
Or a child that plays basketball.
The picture is a short child in a basketball uniform, and it says before but on the small child. And then there's a taller child in a basketball uniform standing next to him, and then it says after. But it's only 1 centimeter. That's not 1 centimeter.
That's so much bigger than 1 centimeter. Also, 1 centimeter is not, it's not
well,
a lot.
It's more about the velocity, okay, Noelle?
And then he puts, he puts information. He's been measuring his dick every day, you guys.
Is it getting bigger?
Stretched penile length. He puts it in there. He's got a baseline.
That's not, those are inches?
Those are centimeters.
Oh, that's not
It is centimeters because it goes from 12 centimeters to 13.
Oh, I thought that was the length. I was like, there's no way his penis
That's
is 12 centimeters.
That's the length.
How big is 12 centimeters? There's no way his penis is 12 centimeters. He would not put that online.
Why not?
Because it's so small.
It's 4.7 inches. Look, here's the thing.
Okay, I guess that's like average, right?
I don't know how big a dick should be. That's not for me to know. But I really like this.
Not for me to know.
It's none of my business, okay?
Okay, well, when you say 12 centimeters, it's like, it makes it sound really small. Because, I don't know, some people are like, yeah, it's 12 inches, which is, I don't feel like that's not true.
Top unless, comment?
Unless you're, what is his name? Ron Lonnie? Or no, he was the guy who killed. What was it? What was the porn star from the Hollywood murders we did? Wonderland murders?
Oh.
John.
John Johnson.
John something.
I don't remember.
He had like a historically large one.
Monster dong. Historically monster dong.
Yeah.
That's a medical term. That's a medical term. Top comment on this tweet is, you may be telling us more than you mean when you tell us all of this gave you only 1 extra centimeter. And he responds, hi, Paul. Happy to see you.
I bet you Paul trolls him every single time. And he's just like, hey, Paul, it's you again.
I love it, dude. I love it. So Brian Johnson's back in the news because he increases Johnson by 1 centimeter with Botox.
Oh, his name is Johnson, too. That's
too much Botox.
That's way too much Botox.
There's no way that's worth it.
Then is he just like
hard the whole time,
yeah,
right?
Erect
because
all
like your
the
forehead
time.
Doesn't move after you get Botox.
Yeah.
So is his
that's
dick just
it.
Like...
The point of it is to... So your muscles
you know?
Can't move. So
is
you
he
can't
just,
get wrinkles.
Is he just... Is about the suit.
Also, it goes away, so he's probably having... I think they recommend you do it every, like, 3 to 5 months.
He does it every 3 months.
So he's probably, yeah, every three mm-hmm. months. So...
Yeah, so...
Also, I don't know how good that is for your, like... In your forehead, fine. Like, I mean, it is botulism.
He's botulizing his dick, bro.
Like, how good is that for, like, your... like,
there's
down
no
there? Like, that's sensitive. Your forehead's whatever. You can... Hit that thing as many times as you want.
Well, he's also electrocuting it, so I don't think he cares.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I forgot.
This guy's got a... God. I'm going to say it. This is a hot take, baby. Maybe this is a hot take. He says he's biohacking. I feel like this is just a weird kink.
Yeah.
Like at this point?
At this point, yeah.
He's like, I put leeches all over my dick every day.
I leech my dick. That's disgusting. Can we stop talking about this?
I would love to. Would you like to talk about how Republicans believe that UFOs are actually angels sent by God?
Sure. They think that? Or does like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Two Republican congressmen claim that UFOs could possibly be angels sent by God. As I say, sightings are consistent with scriptures from the Bible.
Or God is an alien. And he has been all along.
What if God was one of us?
Just a slob, like one of us.
Like just a stranger on the bus.
Just trying to make his way home.
It could be, it's either that or angels or UFOs.
Or aliens created God and they wrote the Bible and planted it down on Earth. Because they were like, everything's going to be insane if we don't give these people some rules. We know we've already been through it.
Mm.
You know?
It could be that.
Could be that.
Well, according to Missouri lawmaker Eric Burleson... He does believe that UFOs are, they're angels. And he says that they flew down to let us know that God's real. Let us know that God's there, you know?
So there's another thing that I learned about that kind of like ties into this, mm-hmm. which I was talking to my aunt's boyfriend who also is from the town that Stephen Avery is from.
Oh, yeah.
I forget, what is it called?
Manitowoc?
Manitowoc. And he like knew, like he dated like the sheriff's like girlfriend and stuff. So he like knows all of the people in that documentary, which is super cool. I was like, I need to pick his brain more about that. But he was telling me about, he's like, have you heard of, what is it? It's Project Blue something.
Bluebeam.
Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I told you this. And it's basically that the government is setting us up. It's like that Watchmen shit.
Yeah.
So the government is setting us up for there to be an alien invasion that unites us all because we're clearly a divided nation, a divided world, I would say. And like all of these things, like with them coming out being like aliens are real and Republicans are like they're angels. And then like there's this new thing that I have in my notes. It's like a jellyfish UFO floating through a marine base in Iraq.
Mm.
And they've just released that footage, too. And it's like they're prepping us because they want us to believe it, because
yeah.
then they're going to do this fake alien invasion essentially to bring us all together. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
one common enemy.
Yeah.
Instead of infighting, because
and they've already done
the fucking same, and we fight for some reason every day.
You say like 9/11 all the time, like that could
yeah.
be an inside job. Who fucking knows?
It
like
is.
We don't know.
Well,
but like what did that do? It brought us together.
Yeah.
Like
it
we
did.
Became
they're
united.
Gonna,
we stand. Like all of that. So they already did terrorists. Now they need to do aliens. Like
they tried war on drugs. No one gives a shit. Tried
yeah.
war on terror. No one gives a shit.
Well, we gave a shit.
And we all did at one
but now
point
we
give
have,
a shit.
Now we have the internet, though, so we can also make uh-huh. our own. Like, that's kind of where I feel like the Palestine and Israel thing is happening, too. It's like,
yeah.
you know, all of that shit, too. But there's the internet, and we can educate ourselves.
Dude, I saw a crazy billboard the other day. I meant to take a picture, but I was driving on the highway at, like, 130 miles per hour, so I couldn't take it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Almost crashed my Scion TC driving 100 miles per hour.
Shit.
It's crazy. This billboard was just like, it was so long, I couldn't read all of it.
Then that's how you know that the billboard is not good.
No.
If there's too many words on it, you're like, there's some crazy shit on here.
It was some crazy shit. It was like, this is what's happening in Palestine, and this is why Hamas is your problem. And if you think that it's not, just because you're in America. It was like, it was like the ramblings of a crazy person.
You mean it wasn't a billboard with Brian Urlacher having hair on it?
That was next to it. Hairlocker.
Hairlocker.
I love that billboard.
I love the one that says O'Hare Airport, but it's spelled H-A-I-R instead of H-A-R-E. Like, for the locals, Brian, that don't know, we had this, I think it was a linebacker, Brian Urlacher on the Bears, and he was like the best player we've had because our team is historically terrible. And so he was like our the hero of the team for a while. He's retired.
Yeah.
But
he was
our
always, Michael Jordan.
He was always, no, he wasn't that good. Okay. We're not going to go there.
Well, his hairline.
Michael Jordan was our Michael Jordan. What are you talking about?
Oh, right.
He literally was on the Chicago Bulls. Anyways.
No.
So while he was playing football, he always was bald. But now that he's like retired, he is like the spokesperson for some hair.
Yeah, like hair plugs.
Hair plugs. And if you are driving on 90, which is our highway, like going into the city, you will pass at least 20 different billboards with like funny sayings. It's like Brian Urlacher with hair, and like one of them just says hair locker instead of Urlacher, because that makes sense.
I'm gonna take pictures of these tomorrow,
and then it's and then it's like O'Hare Airport, which is our airport, but it's spelled H-A-I-R instead of
is
H-A-R-E.
Is it O'Hare Airport?
Oh, is it O'Hare Hairport?
It might be
O'Hare
Hairport.
There's that one, too. There are so many different. They're all just ridiculous.
They're
and that's
really
how you
good.
Know, that's how you know you're making your way into Chicago, is if you see the Brian Urlacher with hair billboards, then you know.
And then also the crazy rambling one.
Get the crazy. We've got a couple of those, too. Well, that's usually how, like, whenever you go, like, whenever we drive through Wisconsin, when we, like, you always hit those towns where there's, like, all, like, the anti-abortion
what
signs.
If Jesus was aborted?
Right.
Well, that happened a
or
long time
just,
ago. So.
Or, like, some of them are just, like, it's, like, a picture of a fetus, and you're, like, what is this supposed to mean? Okay.
Pro-fetus. Nice.
There's literally no messaging here.
There's this one, and it is genuinely my favorite argument for anti-abortion, which, just so everyone knows, we're both extremely pro-choice, extremely... No one can fucking tell you what to do
There's
with
no
your
question,
fucking body.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt. Okay. But they're always like religious based, right? Except there is one billboard that is my favorite fucking billboard I've ever seen. And it's like, if you abort all the babies, who's going to pay Social Security?
Like, I mean, at least they're being honest.
Like, you know what? You're not wrong.
It's a valid point. It's very valid.
If no one is alive to pay it. What? I don't fucking know,
we're not,
man.
At this point, we're not retiring as it is anyways, so who cares?
No. My retirement plan is to die.
I think that's, like, pretty much every millennials. Unless you have, like, really, really organized parents or you have rich parents. Mm-hmm. Your plan is just to die.
Like, unfortunately, I wasn't born into, like, generational wealth.
No.
And I have a low work ethic, so...
Unfortunately for me, I wasn't born into generational wealth, and I also just have a very extremely low work ethic. So
I do not dream of labor.
No, yeah, a desk job.
That's not for me.
I do it to live, and that's pretty much it. So when the time comes to not do that anymore, I'm just going to not.
I'm going to let that squirrel that threatened you just take me out. You know what, buddy? Yeah, it's my time.
Her name was Barb. I named her Barb.
Barb?
Yeah, she was a bitch.
Barb the fucking bitch.
Yeah.
That makes
she ruined
sense.
All my shit, and now she wants to murder me. That's why I had to move.
It's true.
Noelle's house.
It's true.
I was being threatened by a squirrel named Barb.
It was crazy. When she first moved in, she would get phone calls that were just like, squeak, 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 and squeaker. Like, yeah, and I was like...
What do squirrels make?
I was like, who is this? Is this Barb?
I will say that my dog, she fucking hates squirrels, but she's also only 11 pounds herself, so... I feel like if she ever did catch, so anytime there's a squirrel in our yard, she runs after it. And of course it runs away because it's not stupid. But I feel like if she ever once did, and she has come close, I feel like if she ever did catch a squirrel, it would probably be a fair fight, which I'm afraid for because squirrels have long nails. She does not have long nails. I mean, she's got her teeth, but
she does have long nails, but they're not for scratching.
Just because she really hates.
They're for being stylish.
She really hates getting her nails cut.
She has slails.
But yeah, every time. And it's funny. One time she was in the yard and a squirrel was on our fence and it was yelling at her. Because because she was like, I don't know, going to the bathroom or something. It's her yard. And it was like burying a nut or something. And it was like in the middle of it. And it was just like sitting on the fence, just like, I can't, that's not the noise it was making, but
it was like,
yeah. Well, yeah, the little like clickies that they do.
We're so bad at mocking squirrels.
I know. We need a squirrel sound on our soundboard, I guess.
What noise do squirrels make? We're going to get that. We're going to get that.
Not that one. But yeah, so anyways, squirrels.
Do you know what squirrel noises are called?
No.
They're called cucks.
Isn't that a dirty thing, too?
It's, yeah. It's like...
The cuck chair. That's what it is, right?
Yeah. In every hotel room, there's a cuck chair.
Which I always put my suitcase on that, because I'm not going to put my suitcase on the floor. What if there's cockroaches?
Cockroaches?
Cockroaches. There might be.
There might be cockroaches. I don't know. They're also called quaws or moans. I don't like that.
Moans.
I don't want to think of a squirrel.
All
moaning.
Of those sound like vaguely dirty.
Yeah, this is like sex stuff for sure.
Squirrel sex stuff.
Cucks, quaws, and moans.
Oh man. Do you want to talk about movies?
I do. I also really quickly, can we just talk about something that's very important to me because this is the beginning of a horror movie and then I will move on. I don't have any more stories. Elon Musk announced that the first human has received a brain implant from his startup Neuralink. And he claims that they're still alive.
What is it? What is it supposed to do?
So it like implants into your brain and then eventually like you can use it to like control your smartphone and stuff.
Oh, it's like that Black Mirror episode. Kind of.
Maybe.
And it like also records everything you see.
I don't think that this one does that. I think they're just hoping that this person like stays alive, honestly, at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're going into this with the guise of like helping people that have like multiple sclerosis or like disabilities that like they can't like, you know, paralysis or whatever.
Oh, like Parkinson's and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. To like help to like.
Well, they already kind of have something like that. What like sends transmissions to your brain to like.
Yeah, which is very cool. Extremely needed, I think. I think it's incredible. But I just don't trust Elon Musk to do it because his cars target children to hit them.
They don't target, do they?
Well, have you ever never seen that video of the Tesla plowing down that child dummy?
No. Like on purpose?
It's amazing.
Like it purposely finds playgrounds and it
takes a hard right.
Shouldn't joke about that, but
there's like this video of like all these electric cars because they stop on like they stop on their own.
Yeah.
Before they hit a child, right?
But they should.
The Tesla's going like 70 miles per hour. And it plows through this child dummy and then it stops.
Mm.
It's amazing. So, I don't know. Anyways, so he's implanted a Neuralink into a person. This is that he's hoping to eventually treat obesity, autism, depression, and schizophrenia as well.
Okay, so he just wants to rewire like everything?
He wants to like turn people into like little robots, I think.
Okay. But put it in yourself, Elon.
This feels like the beginning of a horror movie to me, I would say.
Like it takes over and it creates like a mindless army for like Elon Musk.
Yeah, and he like is piloting them with like a little like, you know,
what if the
an
government,
Atari stick.
What if the government, instead of Project Bluebeam being about aliens, they just use it and then they like villainize Elon Musk?
Wait, we could all use him as a common enemy.
I feel like we could.
I think we could. Things to consider.
It would be pretty great.
All right, those are all the things that I have to talk about. Thank you.
I need to talk about the new season of True Detective.
I want you
North
to talk
Country.
About it.
Have you watched it?
I have not watched it.
You've just heard me.
I have heard you, and I've heard the internet talk about it. What network is it on?
It's on HBO.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'll start it today then.
HBO or Max.
I know my girl Jody's in it
now. So the lead cast, well, first of all, if you haven't seen any of the True Detectives, the first season is great. Mm. The second season is not great.
Mm.
The third season is okay.
Oh?
It's worth it. The fourth season so far, though, is so fucking good, and it's spooky, and there's like some paranormal thing happening. And it's also, so the first season is two men. Second season is two men. Well, actually, I think it's a man and a woman and another man. And then the second season, I think, is one man. I don't know. Two men? I don't know. But this season is two female cops.
Girlies.
Jodie Foster, which.
Love Jodie.
You can't go wrong.
How do you go wrong?
Jodie Foster.
You can't.
But then the other one is this woman who's actually a pro boxer.
Yeah.
Turned actress, and she is so fucking good. She's, first of all, like, huge crush on her. She's so badass, so awesome. Her name is Callie Reyes. I don't know how you
say it.
R-E-I-S. She's so cool. She's like all tatted up. She's just, and her character is so dope. Like, and the two of them, the way that they play off of each other, it's phenomenal. And just like the story, I think there's only four episodes out. The story is just, it's so interesting. It's like, you don't know what's happening. And then, like, there's also, like, paranormal things happening. But then there's also, like, the true crime part of it happening. It's just really good. And I just needed to throw that out there because I think everyone should watch it because it's great.
Where does it take place? Do you know?
It's in Alaska. So okay. It's Ennis, I think, is the town. Ennis, Alaska. It's one of a place in, I don't know if it's a real town, but they are... one of the towns in Alaska that has like the night for like 30 days or whatever. And when it starts, it's like
not a real town.
It's not a real town.
Mm-mm.
It's probably based off of a town. But when they start, it's like the first day of like the night season where just every day is night, which is kind of confusing in the show because you see them like at the office and she's like, oh, give me a cup of coffee. But they're also cops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, could be nighttime and they're just working late and drinking coffee, but you don't really know what time it is because they don't do a very good job of being like, oh, this is the morning, because it's always night.
Do you have to watch the first seasons to watch this season?
No. So each season, also individually, each season is a different story.
Okay. So it's all standalone?
So yeah, all standalone. So if you don't want to watch the first season, which you should, it's really great. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, I think, are okay. The two.
Did you ever hear that thing that they might be brothers?
No. What?
It's like a thing. It's like, I'm going to totally butcher this. It's like Matthew McConaughey's dad, who was like a serial killer or a hitman, I think.
Oh, I did hear that.
He was like in the same town as Woody Harrelson's mom, like around the time he would have been conceived. And Woody Harrelson like didn't know his dad.
Weird.
It's something like that. I'm totally butchering this.
They kind of
and like you can like once I like plant that into you, you're like, okay, wait,
they could be brothers or cousin. Like they definitely could be related.
They could be half brothers. I could see that too. Right?
I didn't know that.
It's like a theory.
That's
like,
pretty crazy.
I think it's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun.
Sorry, I derailed that. But
no, that was all I had to say. Just watch that show because it's so good. It's only four episodes out. I'm like, it's one of those shows which I haven't had in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll probably be like a lull for this happening too, just because of the writer's strike that just happened. But It's one of those shows where they release one each week.
Oh, I like that though.
So it's like, you can't wait. Like, there's been a while since there's been a show. I guess The Last of Us. With The Last of Us too. But like each week I'm just like, oh, I need to see the next one. It's like, you know, we're in the age of like Netflix and they just like release a whole series and you can just watch it all in 2 days. Like this, it like keeps you on your toes. And like, it's also one of those shows where you just think about. So like you think about it for the whole rest of the week and then it like comes out and then, yeah.
I'm going to start it today.
Good.
For sure. I will, for sure.
So good.
I love The Last of Us so much and I'm so upset that we're not getting it until like next year or the year after that.
I think it's set for 2025 right now. Unfortunately. You could go back and watch The Walking Dead. I'm on the last season of The Walking Dead. And it lulls, but it gets better again. Gets better again.
That feels like a waste of my time.
I am a completionist. If I start something, I have to finish it. Like, I mean, for instance, right now, currently, I'm reading Dune, the Dune series.
Oh, yeah. You guys, Nicole's reading Dune.
And there's, like, what, 7 or 8 books?
Yeah.
And I unfortunately am going to have to read all of the books. I wasn't that really into the first one. Second one, I feel like I'm only like an hour into it. I'm listening to the audiobooks because I don't have time to read that much. But
story, it's so cool.
Yeah, I think so far the second one is like a lot more interesting than the first one. But the first one is, I had a like Spark Notes everything.
Well, because they just like kind of assume that like, you know, like Frank Herbert's like, oh, you already know all this stuff.
Yeah, like this Chris Knife in the guild in Mahdib and like the Kwisatz Haderach. And I'm like, what are all of these things?
Kwisatz had enough of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's like Duncan Idaho.
I fucking love Duncan Idaho.
Which is like, oh.
The coolest name ever.
All of these like weird, like foreign sounding, like cool names that mean something.
And it's like Paul.
And it's like Paul and Jessica Atreides and Duncan Idaho.
Duncan Idaho.
Or no, Jessica's not an Atreides. She's the concubine.
Idaho. If I ever have a child, I'm naming it Duncan Idaho as the first name.
Yeah, as the first name.
Duncan-Idaho.
I'm going to name, I actually did, if I ever have a child, Fade Rautha is one of the characters.
That's
and I
so cool.
Fade, like that's such a cool name. Fade Rautha.
That's extremely cool.
Okay, so you, if we ever have children, which we're never doing, but.
Duncan-Idaho, they're going to be enemies.
Duncan-Idaho and Fade Rautha.
Those are our children, our future children.
It's great.
I think it's cool. I think we should do it. Do you want to get mad at me really quick?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you talking about being a completionist?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what show I never finished?
Oh, did you never finish, what's that? With all the trials?
Squid Game.
Squid Game, yeah.
I didn't watch the last episode.
What the hell? I told you. I mean, she made me tell her what happened.
Yeah, I love spoilers.
That she never watched it.
Never finished it.
Dude, you got to. They're making a second season, I think.
All right, well.
Well, she knows what happens.
If it comes out, if the second season comes out, I'll watch the last episode.
I feel like I'll be like, oh, there's like this happened or there's something that you want to watch. And I'll be like, I watched it. It was shit. Do you want to tell me what happens? And you're like, yeah. And then I tell you and then you're like, oh, I'm never going to watch it. And then, but then if it ever comes up in conversation, you know how to like talk about it because I gave you like the spark notes of it.
Yeah. Cause I'm like Bill Clinton that way. I remember details and I can like bullshit my way through conversations. Yeah. Also, I did not have sex with that woman.
Versus me, I'm like, yeah, I fucking hated it and there were seven books, but I had to read all of them because I can't not just finish everything.
Dune is good.
And I know every single detail and I'm like, what was this? What did this mean? And what was that? And yeah.
I didn't finish the Dune series either. I read through the fourth book and then that was it.
Well, I was done. Do you want me to tell you how it ends?
When you get to book eight, yeah, let me know.
Because I'll do it. I'm doing it.
Let me know. What is Tiptoes?
Oh, that's in my notes. You want to talk about that movie? That's a whole other thing, too, if we want to get into that.
Do we want to talk about Jared Leto really quick?
Stop. What are you? You're going through my notes and saying them before I get the chance to say what the thing is. Fuck. What the fuck is that?
Wait, do you want to? Where's the beep?
Let me just go through all your notes and just say them right out. You want to talk about this? You want to talk about that? Yeah, I do, because that's why I put them in the file.
Okay.
Anyways, I posted this on my Instagram, so if any of you follow me on Instagram. But did you guys know that Jared Leto in 2023, so very recent, I'm pretty sure it was like November of 2023 also.
It's like 4 months ago.
Yeah. He climbed the Empire State Building. Did anyone know that that happened?
So I saw it on Twitter and I thought it was
this
fake.
Picture.
I saw this picture.
The pictures are ridiculous also.
They look like AI.
They do.
So I'm like, that's not real.
But he did. And it was on the Today Show. And then they like interviewed him afterwards. So I do have the details. He did not climb all from the top to the bottom.
No.
You know, he's just an actor.
It didn't take him 30 seconds to do it.
No, he began on the 86th floor, which kind of seems like cheating to me, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of cheating.
So he started on third base.
Yeah.
Oh, shocking for Jared Leto.
And he started on the 86th floor and he concluded on the 104th floor. And it took him approximately 20 minutes to do so.
So he climbed 8 floors.
Yeah, I don't. Is that the math there?
I think so. I don't know. I'm
no,
a girl.
That's not eight. That's 86 to 104. That's at least 20.
28.
That's 20. Yeah.
No, I don't know math.
26.
I'm a girl. It's not for me. It's none of my business.
No, 28. I think you are right. It's 28. I don't know. We don't do math.
I don't do math. That's
but apparently, so then like after he was done, they interviewed him and he was like, I don't know, like if anyone knows this about Jared Leto, like he's very talented. He's 30 Seconds to Mars. Like I'm not really a fan of that band, but like they have songs that are fine.
It's impressive. It took them only half a minute to get there. I'm impressed by that.
And like he's a good actor. He has an Academy Award.
He's
like,
got some really great roles.
He does. And yeah, he's got some weird methods. Like I guess people like who have worked with him hate him, which I would too.
I kind of hate him a little.
But like for like he's talented, but like as a person, he seems like a big piece of shit.
Seems like a fucking douchebag.
Fucking douchebag.
Like
yes.
A douche chill.
So like after they interview him, the video's like on YouTube. He's like, yeah, it was like, I've always wanted to do it ever since I was a child.
Okay.
It's like no one. Okay.
I've always wanted to climb only 28 floors.
Right. And then he was like, oh yeah, like it was really hard. Like, I don't know if you saw me out there, like how hard it was. Like I was climbing it. Did you see that? Did you see how windy it was? Like, did everyone here witness what I just did? And it's just like, yeah.
Oh, Jared.
So he was like just being like really obnoxious about like how hard it was and stuff. And so apparently, oh, and the funniest part about it too was that today's show, like the article was Jared Leto got about 30 seconds closer to Mars because that's his band.
Where's the fucking.
But apparently the reason why he did it for two reasons.
Yeah.
Reason the first. He's just always wanted to do it ever since he was a child.
Obviously.
Just climb the Empire State Building, which is a normal thing for a child to want, I guess.
Yeah.
Number two.
He always wanted to climb 28 floors of the Empire State Building as a child.
Number two. He was trying to promote the fact that his band, 30 Seconds to Mars, was going back on tour.
No one knows that still.
And exactly. And can I ask you guys, first, did you know that Jared Leto tried to climb the Empire State Building or did climb the Empire's 28 floors?
No,
you don't. Nobody knows that.
No one knew that.
Second, the funniest part about that is that he was doing it to promote his band going on tour.
Yeah.
And still, no one even knew that his band got back together and decided to go back on tour.
I'm looking now. Apparently their tour starts in March.
Mm.
And it does not come to America. Get out of here, Jared.
So he climbed an American landmark to promote his band going on tour. Mm. Of a European tour? What is
it? It's
this?
A European tour. And then he comes back to America in July. And his first stop is Wisconsin.
It's not even Milwaukee either.
Wisconsin, Washington, Utah, Colorado.
I think it's coming to Chicago.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go. So
no. I just thought that was really funny. I saw it. I think I was on like TikTok scrolling really, really late at night. So first of all, I'm very tired. And also I can't really see straight because I've been scrolling for hours. And I'm like, this isn't real. Like, this isn't.
It looks fake, dude. The picture looks fucking fake.
There's no way. And then I had to Google it, and then I found out that it was. And I was like, the world needs to know. And I feel like I, with my, couple thousand Instagram followers, I feel like my promotion was more than what he did by actually climbing it.
Did he? I don't know. I don't follow him on social media because he annoys the shit out of me, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I don't either.
I don't know. I thought it was fake, to be honest.
This one.
It looks fake. Also, there's like a dude spotting him the whole time.
Yeah, of course. He's like not.
He's like a little kid that's like going to like do a backflip into the pool. And he's like, mommy watching. Mom, did you watch? Mommy watching.
And then
mommy
he
watching
did
this?
It and his mom didn't watch. And then he was like, mom.
No, I saw honey. That was really good.
That was so great, sweetie. So anyways.
Yeah. So,
yeah, so that happened.
That's sort of fun. We'll post those pictures because they look fake. They look. I thought that they were fake. To be honest,
they do look fake. Also, he's like, there's one where he's in the window and he's like, sprawled across it, which is like, you didn't need to do that. Like, that's not, nobody climbs like that.
No.
First of all.
He's doing like a full spider monkey.
Yeah. And he's like, his face, and he's like purposely, he's like.
That's cool.
Which you guys can't see, but the Patreon can. He's like, he looks like really like stressed and like concentrated. Like, he's
like super hard to do.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying I could do it.
And it was like really windy that day. I'm not saying, if you guys knew that.
I'm not saying I could do it, but I am saying settle down, Jared.
You could do it because all you would need to do is be attached to a safety harness and ropes while someone alongside of you videotapes it and also helps you he did.
What if he only posed for the windows and then otherwise the guy pulled him off the whole time and he just sat there?
That'd be really funny.
That'd be really funny.
Well, there was this part of it that there isn't any windows. So I would literally put money on the fact that he was just pulled up.
He just waited.
He was pulled up.
His arms were crossed. He's like, this is as fast as you can go.
It's really freaking windy up here.
Guys.
My hair is getting so tangled right now.
Like, it's not even tied back.
No, it's not.
I put my hair up to do the dishes and he's not even doing it.
He doesn't even put it up
There's
to
no
climb.
There's no flyaways.
He doesn't even put it up to climb the Empire State Building.
I was folding laundry earlier and I put my hair up.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jared.
I think we should save the rest and I think we should read one listener mail.
Okay.
Because we are...
This is going long, always.
Yeah, we're at an hour right now. Mm-hmm. So let's do a listener mail. And then we'll save the rest. Tiptoes can be talked about on the next one. And
I brought it up again.
It will be talked about. And nobody fucking Google it because someone in this room decided to fucking give it away.
Sorry. I'm just going to put in these notes, though. John Goodman's movie range.
Okay. Well, at least she gave hers away, too.
I did that earlier.
That's true. You did.
Okay. We're going to talk about the two most important things anyone can talk about. John Goodman's movie range and also Tiptoes.
Yeah.
I need to know what that is.
No one Google it. No one do a single thing about it. Okay?
Oh, can I do one more shout out?
Yes.
Okay, guys, you got to do this. This is a thing that I have started doing, and I think it's really important that we all start doing it. Everyone uses their notes app, right?
They actually just came out with a journal app, too, which is really awesome.
Everyone uses some sort of app on their phone, right?
Yeah.
Or you text yourself or you email yourself or whatever, right? Or you record yourself, like your dreams and stuff like that. Put an X file in your phone, and every time something weird or high strangeness or anything a little bit unexplainable happens to you, put it in your fucking X file.
I need to do that. I keep on forgetting to do that.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
I started using the journal app though. It's new on the iPhone.
Oh.
And you can you can set reminders for when you're supposed to journal, and you just literally you can voice message it, just be like,
really?
Today was my day. I ate this for lunch. This person at work smelled really bad.
Carl from work is such a fucking dick. He ate my yogurt again.
Carl ate my yogurt again. I worked out. It sucked.
I was
hungry
after working out. The ex, I didn't have my yogurt.
Right. I didn't get my protein yogurt before my workout. I watched a show. I went to bed. It was good. Bye. And then, that's your journal.
It's a little kid journal.
Well, so journaling is supposed to be good for your mental health, too.
It is.
So if you just do... And, my whole thing with journaling is, it's a whole thing writing, you know?
I keep starting and stopping a journal.
Yeah, it's so hard. And it's so hard to just, write into a journal. But, we... Mm-hmm. Every single one of us has our phones on us all of the time.
It's a sickness. So,
and if you have an iPhone, I don't know if Android has it. They have the app where you can just click on it and you set reminders. Mine set for, I think it's 8 p.m. every day. I think I might change it for when I'm laying in bed because it's just easy to just open it and be this was my day. This made me happy. This made me sad. And then you can go back and look. And then especially if something happens and someone's well, when did this happen?
Or,
then you can go back and refer to what happens. And
receipts.
And it takes 5 seconds and it helps with your memory and just your overall mental health. So I don't know. Try it.
Great tip.
Yeah, I've been doing it.
Really?
I missed a couple days just because
wow, such is life.
The weekends, I wasn't doing it on the weekends, but the weekday, when I'm in my routine and I'm laying in bed and I have to wake up for work, I just open up the app and you can literally do the the mic, so it records your voice.
Dictation.
So you don't even have to type. You can just say it.
Maybe you could do, like, for the weekends, like, the morning after, and then recount your previous day.
Oh, that would work, yeah.
That would be kind of...
Or, like, on a Sunday, be like, this was my weekend.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Like, combine it. Yeah, it's literally, you can do... And it's so simple. It's just like you...
Yeah.
It's, just like, it's kind of like a notes app, but it kind of just brings all of your stuff. It's, like, all in one place, so you can go back. I only have a couple entries, but we'll see how it goes. It's really simple to do. That's, like, the best part about it is that's just easy.
That's great. I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah, and then you can go back and be like... I don't know, if you're feeling sad and be like, well, when was that day that I was happy? And then, like, read that, I guess.
Oh, that's...
Or if you're...
That's where we're all at.
...want to relive, like, a really depressing day for some reason, you can do that, too.
Or you can use it as an X-file.
Or you can use it as an X-file. You literally could.
Dream journal?
Dream journal, yeah. That's good, too.
I had a crazy fucking dream the other day, and I was like, I need to write this down.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
So I, like, did the dictation thing, and I was, like, kind of asleep still, but I'm like, if I don't write it down now, like, I'll never forget. Because you do that thing where, like, I'll remember.
No, you don't.
You don't remember. Yeah. You never remember. So I did it, and then I went back, and I read what it had wrote.
So it just went through, like, gibberish?
It was like, and then there were fairies, but the fairies were, like, not fairies. They were, like, people, but then it was, like, we were outside, but it felt like we were, like, inside, but also maybe outside. I was like, what the fuck was I talking
because
about?
It's so funny when you use, like, the dictation, because it's, like, it's how you speak. And we say like a lot, which is one of the things that some people said they hated about us. But listen.
Yeah, well, that's just, like, your opinion, man.
Right. We're girls. We say like every other word.
We're girls.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I like using that as an excuse for things.
We're girls.
My dad was like, you guys get a lot of packages. And I was like, we're girls.
We get at least 3 packages a day.
We're girls. That's what we do.
But yeah. Which listener mail?
Let's read this first one.
The first one?
Let's see.
From
Cass?
Cass M.
You want to read her?
Okay, yeah, sure. I will read her.
Okay.
She says, hey, oh yeah, I promised her we would read this too. So she says, hey, Nick and No, it's your girls, Cass and Maddie.
Shout out to Cass and Maddie.
Love you both so much, first of all. Almost caught up on every single episode. So story time. Sorry if it's long. I'm not sure if it's a ghost or a glitch or even a portal. So Maddie has 2 turtles.
Aww.
The first one is a tiny baby that has a tank on top of the bigger turtle. So we were at a paranormal event with friends. Tenny was there. He always is. It's not a paranormal event if John Tenny isn't there. Let's be honest.
For sure.
We get a call that the baby turtle was missing.
Oh.
We panic, my husband and kid didn't take her out. And looked everywhere for her. Somehow this turtle, unharmed, was found under her bed. If she climbed out, she would have gotten hurt. It was at least 4 feet in the air. Weird. So that weekend, we were with our psychic friend, Dana, and she said the turtle was moved not on its own.
Whoa.
Okay, cool. We always have activity. So they wanted to play with the baby. So recently, I get a call from Maddie at work. She's super upset her big turtle is missing.
Weird.
Oh, the big one. It looked like someone had taken her out of the tank. So we spent 18 hours looking for her.
Oh.
I got desperate and messaged Dana. She said that she didn't get out on her own. Weird. Someone or something took her out. So we looked every single square inch of our house multiple times. Finally, the next morning after Squirt had been missing 18 hours, we figured we wouldn't find her and she passed. Oh, our cat walked into Maddie's room and looked at her tank and then looked under the bed. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Squirt comes out from underneath Maddie's bed.
Whoa.
Now, we looked at least 6 times under there. My husband and I were joking right before she was found that there was a portal under her bed. Was there a portal that they went in? Was it a glitch? Or did our resident ghosts just have fun playing with the turtles? Just a crazy, crazy story we now call the Turtle Gate.
Turtle Gate.
Love you two more than you know, Cass and Maddie. big, huge fans.
We Aww. Love you too. We love, you love guys. Squirt. We want to know BB Turtle's name. I had a turtle once, and it also disappeared.
Did it go into the portal?
Never found it.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Never found.
Are they escaped? They're not escape artists though, because I know like you can leave them like the. I guess it depends on the turtle, but the reptile place that I used to go to buy my snake food, they used to have two turtles and they just had them like it was like the top was open. They just like left the top.
Yeah, turtles like don't climb out of glass tanks.
Right, they can't.
Maybe turtles are like. What if turtles are interdimensional beings? And we just never ask because they're so, maybe they're so slow on this planet because they're so fast on every other fucking planet.
They're the fastest animal in every other dimension.
In
but
the
here.
Universe.
Wow.
In the multiverse.
How much penile velocity do you think they get though?
Seven. At least seven.
At least seven. What's
at least
the scale?
Seven.
10? I don't know. Is it 1 to 10? We'll just say that. We're bringing it back full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you measure? Hold on. What is the velocity?
There isn't. That doesn't exist.
There's a velocity scale.
Not for peniles.
That's true.
Penile velocity. Not for peniles. Turtle penises.
Oh.
We don't. It's.
This
doesn't matter.
Too many things.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not.
It's not a thing that you need to look up.
Okay. If anyone knows what the penile velocity scale is, please write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com so we can discuss it on the next episode.
We're not going to do that, though.
We will. If someone writes to me and tells me what the penile velocity scale is,
someone just make it up. Pretend like you're a
doctor of penile science.
Penile sciences.
I have a PhD. The P stands for penis, the D stands for dick,
the H stands for hard.
Penis heart.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what PhD stands for.
If you're out there.
If you're out there.
Please write to us.
If you're a if you have a PhD in penile hard dicks.
And penile velocity.
And you know the penile velocity scale. Please write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. We want to hear it. If you have a turtle that escaped, we want to hear it. If you guys have anything fun that you want us to talk about, any news stories or anything,
yeah,
write to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. You can also go on our website, quiteunusualpod.com, and you can submit your information there as well. So feel free to do that.
Yeah. Or did you say you said we had a Gmail, right?
We do.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, then, as always, I guess, remember to celebrate the strange.
And keep it unusual. Bye.